This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته رياض ورزازي welcome to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017 day 13 so it's an odd day today 13 days of Ramadan subhanallah and we're still living with the name of Allah al-Mujib talking about how to make dua in the month of dua this is the best month in fact as we talked about you know seek the best times of making dua And of course, one of the best times to make dua is in the month of Ramadan, especially when you're fasting. When you're fasting, anytime when you're fasting is the best time to make dua. And also wait until, you know, for another good time to make dua before breaking your fast. So as you're, you know, fasting and also before breaking the fast it's an etiquette. It's a good time to make dua. These are all amongst the best times of making dua. When you're traveling is also a good time to make dua. Even when you're sick, it's a good time to make dua. Making dua on behalf of somebody else, for somebody else. You make dua for somebody else because the Prophet says that you have an angel that says, وَلَكَ بِالْمِثْلِ and you shall have the same. So it's a good, you know, etiquette to build. It's a good, you know, habit to build to make dua for people, for brothers, for your sisters, you know, even people that you know not, you don't know of. Making dua in the last third of the night. It's also a good etiquette, you know, a good time to make dua. When drinking zamzam, you know, before drinking zamzam, it's a good time to make dua. There's so many good times, you know, and good places to make dua. The day of Arafah is the best time again, one of the best times to make dua. These are all great times to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, إذا سألت فاسأل الله. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain things sometimes that come between us and for our dua not to be accepted. There are certain things that prevent our dua from being accepted. Such as what? Such as dealing with haram. Eating haram. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in hadith which is reported by Bukhari, الرجل أشعت أغبر, this man traveling, dusty, tired, right? And he's taking this journey and he's raising his hand making dua. But the Prophet says, مأكله من حرام ومشربه من حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. You know, he eats from haram and he drinks from haram, he dresses from haram, he consumes haram. How can Allah answer the dua coming from such a man? So sometimes again, like you make that dua and then you wonder why it has not been accepted. Look around you and see why. It could be you. It could be there's something that you're doing that prevent that dua from being accepted. So this is again the month of Ramadan. We need to, you know, review ourselves, inshaAllah ta'ala. Do some analysis. It's between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, do some analysis and see if there's anything that needs to be corrected. Let us correct it, inshaAllah ta'ala. In fact, I want to share with you some really nice stories about people who Allah Azza wa Jal has answered the dua. Regular people that live amongst us today. But I will do that, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the next episode. Until then, I will say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.